It's also a very tall bush. You know, it has it's very tall with stems of leaves growing from it that turns bright red in the fall. It turns real bright red in the fall.
That's not a magnolia tree. No, I'm afraid I don't know what kind it is.
Okay. And it's also used by old people for tanning leather, this kind of tree.
Tanning leather. I just don't know.
But you have seen those kind of trees, haven't you? You haven't?
I don't think so. I may have, but it just doesn't come to mind right now.
Okay. Well, it's not really a tree. It's a kind of bush-like. Any kinds of bushes that make your skin break out when you brush against them. I know you've heard of one kind, I know.
Poison ivy?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know any other kind?
Poison oak?
Well, do they have different, those two kind, do they have different leaves?
Yes, they do.
What are the red berries you eat with sugar and cream?
Strawberries.
What kinds of berries, other kinds that we have that grow around here that you know?
Blackberries and raspberries.
And some berries are poisonous. Some grow in the woods and are not good to eat. Do you know? Well, if they could kill you, you say they are what?
Poisonous.
Yes. Tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers. What would you call those kind of bushes, have you?
Clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers.
And they bloom in the late spring.
I know about the street shrub, sweet shrub. Those are pink.
Yeah. Have you ever been near the mountains? These type grow mostly near the mountains. And
mountain laurel.
Yes. Now this same type, but it's a much bigger one, with longer segments of stem, and it grows further up in the mountains. You would know a different type.
There is one that grows. I know about it. I don't think it grows around here. It grows further out west, called rhododendron.
Oh yes. That's it. And this large flowering tree, and this is the kind of tree, you might have mentioned it before, but I can't remember. And it has shiny leaves, big white flowers, and I think we had one out back.
Magnolia? Oh.
Yeah.
Magnolia.
That's right. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask. Now suppose someone asks you to do something and you didn't want to make up your own mind because you might get conflict with your husband. So you would have to say, you would say, I must ask my
husband.
Yes. What are some other names you use for your husband?
Boss.
Yes.
Better half.
And what about some names used by older, that you've heard older people use referring to their husband?
Master?
Yes. Any other name?
I have heard some say my old man.
And a man in turn would say, I must ask.
My wife?
Yes. And other names?
My other half or there's another kind of peculiar name, funny name.
Some other names may be used by older people.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of it. My old woman. Something like that.
Okay. A woman who has lost her husband